Hello and welcome to Accelerate. I am Matt Stone. This is the podcast where we encourage and inspire CEOs, founders, and visionaries on their big leap journeys. We talk about the stories and strategies that will help you accelerate toward your big leap destination with purpose, humility, an open mind, commitment to growth, and recognition that the way we get there is at least as important as where we end up. And I'm so delighted that you've tuned in today.
And it is Wednesday, October 19th, and even more Halloween decorations are going up in my building, and there's going to be trick-or-treating in the building, so I'm kind of getting excited about seeing all the little munchkins dressed up. It'll be fun. I've been out of the country for a while. You know, Halloween's actually kind of a big deal in Tokyo, but it's just different, obviously. There's not really the same culture around it, so they have parties, and you know, it's the slutty nurse in Roppongi, which is kind of a party district. That's kind of the way it goes there, and it's its own thing. People, of course, love to dress up in Japan. It's world famous for cosplay, but it's different here with the little kids and, you know, trick or treating, so I'm kind of excited. it's these unexpected things that I get excited about. Pumpkin patches and Halloween, and so I'm taking solace in that excitement. That's a good feeling to have. Listen, today I want to share with you, I ran across an article on Fast Company. It's actually it's an article adapted from a book titled "Design the Long Life You Love: A Step-by-Step Guide to Love, Purpose, Well-being, and Friendship." The author is, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, so I apologize, and I'm not sure of the gender. I think it's female. Ice Bircel, A-Y-S-E, Bircel. So I just want to say to this person, I apologize in advance for completely butchering your name, and maybe it's A-C, Ace Bircel. Or Bircel, not sure. The book's coming out, it seems, December of this year. So this is kind of an adapted article. And look, I'll cut to the chase. The article is titled, it's from September 22nd of this year, "Three Strategies to Disrupt Yourself for Greater Success in Changing Times." Now, the first part of it is basically, the author talks about how they were going to do some research to present at South by Southwest, a conference, and it was canceled in March of 2020. And the research that they were going to be doing had to do with working with people 65 to 90 plus years old, helping them design their lives. And they had a grant from the SCAN Foundation. There's a link to our report. But of course, the conference was canceled and everybody had to shelter in place. And they had to kind of rejigger, you know, what they were doing. But the article goes on to talk about these three things you can do, three strategies to disrupt yourself. And the first one's about, you know, loving yourself. And of course, that's one of those topics. And we're kind of in this business where you can say, you know, you need to love yourself, but that goes very, very deep. I mean, the sense of self, self-awareness, self-acceptance is not a throwaway topic. So while I appreciate that she puts it in there, it's not even the beginning of what it takes to actually love yourself. It's a practice, and it takes a lot. The other one is helping others to help yourself. But you don't do it for that reason, but that's the benefit. We talk about that all the time on this podcast. Everyone is familiar with the benefits of helping others. Here's the third one, though, that I thought I'd share with you today that I really liked the most out of this. I thought it was the most immediately useful. Well articulated. Start something even though you don't know how it will end. Okay, let me read this to you. So when I started Virtual Teas, he or she writes, I didn't know where they would lead me. I started with a low bar. If I could help one person, that would be enough. So she started some kind of virtual get-together online. I certainly couldn't have imagined how the community would grow by word of mouth and that we would celebrate our 100th season. Oh, okay. I think Virtual Teas is a show. Gotcha. Doesn't really matter to this story. But here's what she writes, or he writes. Great projects are ambiguous, whether at work or in our lives. We start them not because we know how they will end, but because that journey of discovery feeds our souls. Michael Bungay Stainier, the author of How to Begin, Start Doing Something That Matters, notes that people often don't start something because they can't see how it will finish. That sense of ambiguity and uncertainty can stop us from the beginning. The best thing you can do is work in small bursts and then see if the work is still meaningful. Michael works in 6-week bursts. 6 weeks bursts. 6 weeks is just the right amount of time, not too short that you can't see progress, not too long that you feel like you've wasted your time if you need to switch directions. Do you have 6 weeks? Start something. Here again, older people taught me the importance of giving yourself permission to do something that gives you joy. Older people have no patience for doing things they don't like and plenty of hunger for doing what they love. They know time is precious and not infinite, something the pandemic brought home for many of us, regardless of age. Success in these changing times is exploring the unknown, making yourself comfortable with ambiguity, and realizing it is never too early or too late to start something you love. You might transform people's lives in the process, including your own. I just thought that was a really well-written and great concept to hang on to. If you're thinking about starting something, so I started a group recently without any sense of how it might end up or where it would go or whatever. And I'm not going to go into the details of this group, but it's a men's group, okay? And I had some reservations because I hadn't fully formed the concept. I knew in broad strokes, I had some key principles down. And I knew who I wanted to be in the group, and I knew it would be important. But, you know, we've met a couple of times now, and I'm just seeing magic happen, absolute magic happen. And the form of it, the purpose of it is continuing to refine with everyone's input. But this really resonates with me. Now, the balance I've found with starting things, because many of us started things during the pandemic, and you know, I've always been keen to start things, is not starting too many things. There is a bit of thought that in my experience you need to put into it. And that is, what is your underlying why? Where is it coming from? And I think this piece sort of touches on it. It has to be something connected with something that you love. Something that's very important to you. You can start too many things and then it just becomes diluted. And you've got too many spinning plates and you can't focus fully on or adequately on any of them. So that's a danger. But the sentiment, I think, is just spot on. Could you try something for 6 weeks just to do it? Is it good for you? Is it balanced in your life? Is it going to take away resources that you absolutely must have for something else? Okay, that's a good question to ask. But it's a really, really, really great sentiment. And so what is it that you're holding back on because you can't see how it would play out? Why not try it? Maybe you'll get something very unexpected out of it. That happens all the time. I hope that helps you today on this Wednesday as we get through the middle of the week and start looking at the latter half and the weekend here starting tomorrow. So a little inspiration for you on this Wednesday or whenever you're listening to it. Join us at mattstone.co, mattstone.co. Share this podcast with friends, family, and colleagues using mattstone.co. Follow us on Twitter at mattstone.co, Instagram at mattstone.co, and I will check back with you again tomorrow morning. As always, until then, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.